embraced me tenderly. They had no child but me. My mind being bent on roving with them, I could not agree. There was a wealthy farmer, lived in that country coastline. He had a handsome daughter on whom I cast my eyes. He were so neat and handsome, so beautiful and so fair. There wasn't a girl in that whole country with whom I could compare. I told her my intention was soon to cross over the main, and ask her if she would poo-poo till I returned again. She threw her arms around my neck, her bosom heaved a sigh. Fear not for me, brave youth, she said, my love can never die. I placed a kiss upon her lips and told her ne'er repine. We kissed, shook hands and parted, and I left my girl behind. According to arrangements, I went on board my ship, and to the town of Glasgow I made a pleasant trip. There I found work was plentiful, and the girl to me was kind. But the only object of my heart was the girl I left behind. I next sailed down to Dunford Town, to that hospitable land, where handsome Jimmy Ferguson first took me by the hand. Says she, I've gold and plenty, and in love with you I find. They thoughts of gold destroyed my love for the girl I left behind. Says she, if you will marry me and say you no more roam, the gold that I possess is yours, and I will consent to this I soon consented. And owe it to my shame, for what man can be happy when he knows he is to blame? His crew of gold and plenty, and my wife is very kind, but my pillow oft is haunted by the girl I left behind. My father in his wandering sheep, my mother too appears. The girl I love stands by their side to wipe away their tears.